Damn, you're
back again, man. I'm just saying, bro. Episode 75. I'm Earl.
I'm Staff. Y'all know that spill. Go to that YouTube page, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell so y'all the first to all our videos. Yes,
sir.
Everywhere you stream a podcast, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, Breaker, wherever you listen to your podcast, we there. Oh. So go stream us up. Make sure y'all go to that Twitter page. It's probably going to be up that way. Even it's one of those ways. IJSB Podcast. And I'm just saying, bro, podcast, our Instagram page. Go there, follow us. You know what I'm saying? You know, keep yourself updated with everything we're talking about. But we're going to get to it because it's a lot of stuff going on since we last recorded. And I guess we got to start off with the biggest news that happened today, which was obviously the Eagles and the 49ers deciding they wanted to trade the Dolphins.
Thanks.
And
how you feel about that? I know. How do you feel about that?
I mean, honestly, see, before it's too early for me to say exactly how I feel about it. I feel like, you know what I'm saying? Because what if this is maybe getting these picks and all of that to go grab with Deshaun Watson or something like that? Like, what if maybe that's the plan? Like, if it's not that, like, if it's not to get a superstar, go out and get a Russell Wilson or go out and get a Deshaun Watson or whatever, or his legal stuff clear up or, you know, whenever that happens.
Right.
If it's not that, I feel like it's a bad trade and we got hoodwinked. Like, we got played. Like, because it's just like, I don't get it. I don't get it at all. And the reason why I don't get it is because you know we need talent on this squad. Everybody in the world know we need talent on this squad. Right. And we're at the sixth pick. That's premier talent. We know we're going to get some talented person at that spot. Now, for us to move back to 12, it's got to be something else. I'm thinking it got to be something else, bro, because it just doesn't make no sense to me. Now, I do like that we got the Dolphins pick, first round pick next year, because I thought we got the 49ers pick. We actually got the Dolphins pick. So we got the Dolphins first round pick next year.
Right.
We got their third this year, I think, too, or something like that, or something. I don't know. We got it was number 123, that 123rd pick.
Right.
But I just honestly feel like it got to be something else going on in the background. They got to have another plan. Like, because why? Why do this? Now, people want to say somebody still might fall to us, but I don't see it coming. Like, why not go get Pitts or Chase? Like, I don't get it. You know they're not going to be there when we draft. Like, come on, bro. They're not going to be there. Like, I don't care what nobody say. At 12, I don't care what they think they know, the experts think they know. Come on, bro. Those two dudes are not going to be there at 12. And if they are, hey, man. I was wrong.
Chase might be. I mean, Pitts definitely not, but Chase might be. You never know. We're going to see.
What makes you think Chase going to be there?
Because everybody else that's in that top 11 have other needs, for real, besides like one or two teams. And if they end up feeling like it's a better player on the board and want to take them, they might. You never know. You never know, bro.
People was just calling the Eagles idiotic if they didn't draft Chase or Pitts. They said that's the easiest choice you can make. It's not that hard. They said an idiot that knows nothing about football could come out there and draft Pitts or Chase. You can't mess it up. And now you telling me one of these dudes going to fall to 12? So who going to mess up that six? Like, you telling me they going to mess up that six pick? They not going – you telling me the Dolphins not going to
– they taking Pitts.
Exactly. My point.
Chase is gonna fall. I didn't say Pitts is gonna fall.
Bro, I think even one of them dudes is. I mean,
either way,
man,
it's a lot of talent other places, and niggas like they need different positions on their team. Y'all need a receiver. Like, it's a couple teams that need a receiver. Y'all need a receiver. The Ravens need a receiver. Y'all see, it's weird though. It's like y'all don't need just a receiver. Y'all need like a number one guy receiver. Like, that's what y'all need right now. Like, if y'all get a number one guy, everything else will come together. Cause y'all got all the pieces to plug in with him. For real. Like, y'all just gotta get a number one guy. But besides, like, it's just a couple teams. The Ravens need a number one guy. Let me see. Raiders. The Raiders need a receiver. The Raiders need a receiver. Detroit need a receiver. Like, I mean, but I think – I don't know. I think y'all might look up, bro. I think the way this draft looking, y'all might look up. I think it's a couple teams you got to watch out for, but they might go a different way. You never know. Panthers, Lions. Lions definitely taking somebody.
See, now at 12, I do think we can get one of those cornerbacks. And I will be excited about that because we need somebody opposite to Darius Slay. Like, Avante Maddox ain't it. And even though he had an injury year, like last year he had an injury, you know, all year he dealt with injuries. You know what I'm saying? It was bad for him, bro. Like, but maybe he come back this year. Maybe he healthy and he give us that spark that he gave us the year before because he was looking good. He was looking like he was a stud. But I just feel like we need somebody opposite to Darius Slay, bro. So now like I said, we need offensive weapons. But if one of those Surtain is there at 12, you he go grab be. Him. Why not? You go grab him. Bro. Like, you got to grab he one of those. Huh?
Surtain won't be there.
Oh, I know he won't. I know he won't because
he's going to be. He's going to be in Dallas.
Exactly. Exactly. Because now I was about to say the Giants, but then they just signed Adoree Jackson and all that. So they're fine. Like, they're cool. That secondary is cool. It's going to be y'all. But I'm not really mad about it. I just want one of the cornerbacks. There's a lot of good cornerbacks. What is it, like three? J.C. Horn. It's like four of them, right? J.C. Horn. Damn, I can't remember their names. Samuel Jr.
Yeah.
What's the other dude's name?
Shit, I'm looking for him right now.
Surtain and
Farley. Caleb Farley.
Farley. There you go. There you go. Caleb about to say, Farley. We get those dudes, bro. I'm satisfied with that. Or we go grab that linebacker from Penn State. What is his name? Micah Parsons or something like that. I mean, where else could we go? Like, I mean, I don't know if it's any lineman out there, defensive lineman out there that's, you know, like that jump off the screen to me. But I would have to go now. I would have to go look now because now they didn't mess everybody mock draft up because I didn't expect us to be at 12. Like, I'm all hype about 6 and all that. We talking about what we going to do at 6, and then they switch it up. Howie said, I'm bored. I need something to do, bro. It's boring. He said, ain't nothing been going on. Let's spice things up today. You feel me? Like, we still got a whole another month to the draft. Like, what else he going to do? You know what I'm saying? That was crazy, though.
He going to get the number 2 pick, and he going to go get Baby Rogers.
Who?
Howie.
Who?
Howie,
you better cut it out. We can get off the deal. We ain't getting no damn Zach Wilson, and I don't want no Zach Wilson. This the Hurt Show. We gotta let my man rock out. But do you think San Fran can get him though? Can they somehow get something together to somehow, some way get him?
No,
I know the Jets ain't gonna give up that second pick.
They trade the Jets for that second pick. That's the only way it's gonna happen.
Giving that up, bro. They get that up. I don't know.
And we know Jacksonville not giving up one, so that's dead.
Yeah, I'm not giving up Trevor Lawrence. That's y'all. Like, I'm dead. I know the Jags is so sick, bro, but really they not, because it's like they lucked out in the end, because maybe they knew that. Maybe they was really looking into this Zach Wilson guy, because his pro day today, he looked like the stud, bro. He looked solid, bro. Right. He throws so effortlessly. Like, bro, he just flicking it. Like you said, baby Aaron Rodgers. Now, he ain't played a down in the NFL yet. So, we going to take it easy. Take it real easy. But he did look crazy today in his pro day. And, like
I'm just talking one about thing the way he threw
notice, I don't know if you, like, really got into it, bro. But me, when I was getting into it, bro, he made it look game-ish. Like, you know what I'm saying? His, like, all his movements and stuff like that, it didn't look like he was at his pro day. It looked like this is what he would do when he was on the field. Like, he gave me a good visual representation of what he would be on the field. Like, I don't know if I'm tripping or maybe I'm just looking too far in it because I'm hyped. I'm just hype about some football, but I just looking at that, I was like, damn, man, I like his little twitches and stuff like that. You feel me?
No, bro, he definitely did. He was out there. It's like it's just the way he was simulating it, like you said, the way he was throwing the ball. He was kind of like, it's not like he was coming to a complete stop and throwing the ball every time. Like, he wasn't. Like, you're not going to have that time all the time in the game. He was coming out. He was throwing it, falling backwards, falling to the side, all that. And it was on point. And he got a cannon for real, for real. He was letting that thing go. So, hey, I mean, maybe the Jets lucked up. I don't know what they're going to do with Darnold. Maybe they lucked up, though. But Hey man, it's
I like, Darnold.
I'm ready for the NFL season to start now. Like, that's a fact. But I mean, San Fran at number three, they saying they probably gonna take Trey Lance. I mean,
my thing is, where would Jimmy go? Where you want to see Jimmy go? Because he's gonna have to go somewhere. They're gonna do something with Jimmy.
Back to New England.
Ooh. That's a good job, bro. I did not think of that.
Back to New England.
Damn. Y'all have him and Cam go at it and shit. See, best man win. Damn, bro. That's a good job, bro. I like that. Definitely like that. That was surprising, though, bro. I didn't expect to pick up to them three and no goddamn the Dolphins trading that third pick. I knew the Dolphins didn't want a quarterback. You know, they was all in for Tua. Like, I felt like they was like, come on, bro. They not going to give up on Tua that fast. There's no way, bro. They even started him when Ryan Fitzpatrick was fucking on fire. Yeah, he was on fire, and they started Tua over him. I was like, oh, yeah, they like this ball. It's something that they see that they like. So, they're going to build around this dude, and now supposedly they want to go grab Kyle Pitts and all that.
That's a good pick, man.
I don't know, bro. It's going to get crazy, though. It's going to get crazy this week. You damn right. I can't wait either, bro.
That's a good pick.
His Dolphins just shook everything up, man. Dolphins, no, man.
Dolphins definitely
first just round picked. We got from them might not be good. It might not be a good pick.
But you said you got the Patriots winning the division this year. So, I mean, the Dolphins will be back in their rightful place, not in the playoffs. Should be.
Yeah.
But we going to see, though, because the Dolphins got some pieces, especially if they get Kyle Pitts. I mean, that's going to be a tough job. I mean, and then you got the Bills in there, too. That's a tough game in the division. And if you get the young bone, be nice.
The Bills sign. What do you think about the Trubisky signing, though? That was so weird to me. We ain't got to get into it, but it was just funny to me. Like, what do you think about that? Like, I thought that was, like, so stupid. Like, why would he go there? Like, what are you doing?
He just dared Josh Allen get hurt.
You know what I thought, though? Remember Josh Allen first got in the league, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was horrible. No accuracy. He had a catch. No accuracy. He was horrible, bro. Now, right. I wouldn't say horrible, but he wasn't as great as he – well, good as he is now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he want to work with those quarterback coaches and stuff. And maybe get his game together. Because Mitchell Trubisky was bull. He did go to a Pro Bowl and all that. Like,
He was all right. He
has the talent. Maybe he just need the coaching, bro. Maybe he just need that confidence again. Who knows? He worked with them coaches and then he go there for a year, learn what he learned, and then he go get a bag. Well, not a bag, but then he go get a prove it deal somewhere. I don't know where, but.
Niggas said bag like niggas handing out bags to Mitchell Trubisky now.
I wouldn't say. I say I'll prove it, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? All right, now you done went out there. Come on, we going to give you this little one year, $6-7 million, $8 million, whatever it's going to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To come on, show me what you could do.
Man, that wouldn't be a bad joke. I mean, I wouldn't be mad at that, but he got to do something this year if Josh Allen go down.
For sure. I don't think Josh Allen gonna go down though. I ain't even gonna wish that on that man. But I definitely wanted to just ask you, what did you think about the Ravens signing Sammy Watkins? Because me and you always talk about what's the difference between Lamar and Pat and all these dudes. It's always come down to the weapons. What do you feel about this pick, bro? Cause I love it. I mean, this pickup. I love it, bro.
I mean, I'm going to just keep it. I mean, like, I ain't really got too much to say about it. You like this pick. I mean, my thing is it's cute, but Sammy always hurt, man. Like, Sammy always hurt, bro. I don't know. So if he could give you a good, you know, 12 to 14 games, then I love it. But if he only give me eight, nine, I need him the best ability is availability.
I get it though. I can dig it.
I need him to be out there, bro. I do like Sammy though. That's the thing though. I like Sammy. It's just he never healthy. My boy gotta stay healthy. If he stay healthy, he can have a good season, a very good season.
don't know, bro. Him, I say Hollywood. I say AB. I don't know. He might make a little noise. B still ain't get signed. Now it's funny because Tampa Bay done brung back everybody but him. They done brought back everybody, but they the first team since 1979 to bring back every starter. You feel me? So I don't know. Maybe he go out there with his cousin, Hollywood, and they go crazy. Because I feel like even the field going to open up crazy for Hollywood. Even with Sammy just being there, bro. Not even talking about AB. With Sammy being there, Hollywood might have a breakout year, bro. He might actually be what we thought he would be his first 2 years. You know what I'm saying? Or his, you know, since he got drafted.
That's a fact.
Sheesh.
You take me out. Yeah, I'm cool, bro. I mean, that'd be nasty, though, if they get AB, too. But we got to see what's going to happen, man. It's still a lot of moves to be made in the NFL. It's still a lot of free agents, too. And we still got the draft. It's about to be a crazy season. And I think it'll be some moves during the draft. It'll probably be some moves during the draft, too.
I think it's going to be a lot of moves during the draft. And today's two trades showed me that. Like, I feel like it's going to be a lot of movement. People think this little mock draft and all, they mock drafts and stuff. I think it's going to be a lot more movement in this draft, bro. Because these quarterbacks is changing everything, bro. Like, you got four good quarterbacks in this draft, and then next year you have one quarterback. They said they got one quarterback next year, but I feel like they always say that, but and then some weird quarterback just comes out of nowhere, or a couple quarterbacks just come out of nowhere.
It's gonna be somebody that just pop up.
Yeah, like Zach Wilson. Like, where did he come from, bro? Like, I know where he came from. I know his background and all that, but
the number two pick, though?
Huh?
It's like you came to the number two pick, though? That's anything.
Yeah, like Carson Wentz. I didn't know nothing about Carson Wentz. Like, where did he come from? And then all of a sudden, he's just this big talent from North Dakota State. Like,
right.
Yeah, he ended up being good. I mean, not last year, but he ended up actually having talent. So it's just like every year they say it's only one quarterback draft, and you know, some talent be out there.
It's always something, man. Like, you got all these quarterbacks right now, somebody gonna show up and show out. But if it's really only one quarterback next year, everybody gotta get a quarterback this year. So I understand it then.
Yeah.
Like, everybody that need one gotta get one this year. Like, it's only gonna be one team that get it next year, and it's gonna be the worst team that need a quarterback. Whoever got the worst record. Somebody going to move up the board, though. It's going to be somebody from one of these small schools. It's always that. It's somebody from a small school that start hooping. Next thing you know, he actually nice, you know.
Yeah.
Low key. I don't know. It's always like that, for real, if you ask me. But I ain't really had nothing else on the NFL, bro. Like, the only thing I'm worried about is Dak getting healthy and coming back. I'm just ready.
Yeah, I ain't trying to talk about
run. Pat Surtain, me, come join the team. We need a couple more defenders.
Oh, we good. I'm good off that. We not talking about the Cowgirl.
Jerry, you gotta trade up and get some more picks because we gonna need some more defense.
Bless you. Nah, but if y'all go get Surtain and Google, y'all solidify that defense, man. I feel like y'all need one more linebacker because Van Der Esch, man, I love him, man. I love him. But the way he played, bro, I feel like he's going to be an injury-prone dude, man.
Yeah, he played.
And y'all overpaid. What's his face?
Jalen Smith?
Yeah, Jalen Smith. Y'all overpaid him, man. Yo. Yeah, y'all overpaid for me because you know what he do. I ain't even got to go into it. You know what that man do. He be cracking me up. He be getting cooked.
Yeah, he be doing the most.
But yeah, we can get into the NBA though, bro. I mean,
off tops, that Vucevic trade.
Bro, thank you.
That Vucevic trade is different. I don't think a lot of people paying attention to what I don't think a lot of people really watch basketball, bro. Vucevic going to the Bulls really should be a big deal, man. If they're going to make it work or not, we going to see. But they can knock somebody out the playoffs depending on who they get matched up with that lineup now.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Like, that should be a big deal, bro. Vucevic could come out and give you 20 and 18 if you need it. He can also come out and give you 40 points if you need it. Like,
he's literally coming out giving you 20 and 10 every night.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
Every night.
Yeah. All for it. And then you still got Zach LaVine. You pretty much kept everything for the most part except Wendell Carter. For real. But you got Vucevic. You don't need Wendell Carter.
He wasn't working and then he kept getting injured. Like, he wasn't working. Like, he didn't match.
Wendell Carter. You getting Vucevic. Like, I don't know, bro. And then what, they got two first-round picks with that for him, too? I mean, it seemed like it was a good deal, but you don't find a Vucevic every day. Or if you're Sixers, you do, because we drafted a bunch of good big men in a row and then just kept getting rid of them. But I don't know. It's a story for another day. But yeah, I think that should be a really big deal. I don't think enough people paying attention to that. He come out, he's a walking 20 and 10. He going to play every night, and he really passed the ball. So he probably going, you know, he probably have a couple triple-doubles before the season over, too, for real. Now that he in that offense, I think it's a little bit better. You got better shooters around him. You know, Zach really one of them players that could catch and shoot, too. He not just an off-the-bounce type of player. Kobe White could shoot. Like, you got some shooters out there, so – we gonna see. I mean, the Magic had shooters too, but they streaky. Like,
bro, they have a nice squad, bro. They 5 and 4 can go in the post and get busy, and can stretch the floor and go out to the 3. Lauri Markkanen and Vucevic, and they backcourt is what they. It don't even matter who the 3 is when you think about that 4. Like, because Lauri Markkanen is a 15 points a game guy.
Yeah,
Kobe White is Kobe White. He gonna be him. He's a bucket. Zach LaVine gonna be him. He's a bucket. I love it, bro. Like, I love it. Now, Vucevic. You know what I called him? Anyway, Vucevic. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like he a little bit on the older side, but that's good though, because I feel like the problem with the Bulls was too many young fellas, too many. You know what I'm saying? They don't know how to win those games, those close games at the end. And not to say that Vucevic is going to really change that much, but who knows? Like you said, We got to watch it play out first. But I think, personally, he will, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? And just in those moments, like, he – just that veteran presence, that all-star presence, you know what I'm saying? It's going to make a difference. You know what I'm saying? So, overall, Wendell Carter Jr., you know what I'm saying? So, I like it, bro. I like it. I think that was the best deal besides Rondo to the Clippers.
No.
Because Rondo to the Clippers was the second best. It was like the second. It was close, bro, because I like, bro, we all know, what did the Clippers need? A pure point guard. The problem is Rondo going to be consistent and give them what he gave the Lakers last year? That is the kicker. If he gives the Clippers what he gave the Clippers can knock somebody off. The Clippers can win the championship.
So the Clippers can win the chip?
But if he doesn't, and he comes out, and he doesn't, he's not hitting that 3 like he was hitting with the Lakers and all of that, then they signed it for nothing. They got rid of Lou Will for nothing. You know what I'm saying? So, which is crazy, because now you like taking somebody off your bench, a scorer off your bench that you need. Be like, they need Lowell, but maybe they think they don't. You know what I'm saying? But we'll see. But I think that Rondo was like, that had to be up there as maybe one of the best Jones. But the Vucevic Jones, hell yeah. That was crazy. Like, nobody is talking about it. And that's crazy to me. Like, I ain't hear nobody. ESPN, none of that. They just went past it like it was nothing.
Yeah, they about to talk about Rondo and who else were they talking about? Oladipo and
I do like the what's the name trade though.
Who?
I do like the Aaron Gordon trade to the Nuggets. I don't understand the JaVale McGee thing. I don't get that. But why go get JaVale McGee when you got Bobo? Like, I don't get it. Like, put my young boy on the floor, yo. Give him a chance. Like, give him a chance. Like, that.
Like, why they not playing him? That's what I want to know. Is he ready?
I don't get it, bro. When he came in the bubble, he looked good to me, bro. Like, he didn't, like, I'm not saying he was going to be an all-star his first year or nothing. He looked good to me. He looked like he's going to be a solid NBA player. And he might be an all-star.
He was playing pretty good.
I ain't going to hook up, though, because I don't know about his injury prone and all that. But, bro, put my young boy on the floor. I just want him to get traded at this point and go somewhere else. The Sixers might as well try to grab him or something. Like, yo, give us Bobo, man. Give us Bobo.
What we going to send? I send him something for Bobo, though.
And Bobo coming off the bench. Nah, see, what I was going to say is, but we already made the trade. Tony Bradley, we could have used him. He was cooking. We could have used him. Threw a little Danny Green in there, a little pick or something. I don't want to trade Danny Green, especially after what he did last night. But that man won me some money last night. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, bro. I did, like I said, that Vucevic John and all that, that was a good John. But I like the, like I said, I like the Aaron Gordon John.
Why you like that John so much? I'm not really. I mean,
because they wasn't giving Gary Harris and RJ Hampton no ticket anyway. like let's just think about it. Like let's just be real. And we talked about it about five episodes ago that where the hell is RJ Hampton? He's supposed to be tough. Like, where is he at? Why is he not getting no tick? Put my young boy on the floor. So now I just feel like, yeah, give him. He's gonna have a better opportunity. You know the Nuggets love guards. You know that's what they do. They love guards. They love trading for guards. But they did get rid of Evan Fournier, though, which was surprising. But, yeah, bro. I like the trade simply because it's good fits. Aaron Gordon fits with the Nuggets, and RJ Hampton and Gary Harris fit with Orlando. Like, it's perfect. It's a win-win.
That's a fact. I mean, I don't know. But, yeah, you said Evan Fournier. We could talk about that too. The Celtics got Evan Fournier for what, 2 second round picks? I think that's a great trade. You getting somebody to go off and give you 25 any night.
Another Gordon Hayward. Not much of a difference. All they did was replace Gordon Hayward.
Hey, yeah, I guess.
Gordon Hayward did kind of fall off, though.
Gordon Hayward, though. He might be. I said he's not Gordon Hayward, though, but then I said, he might be.
Bro, they the same player, bro. They play the exact same way.
I think Hayward a little more well-rounded, but
because he cranked it. That's the only reason why. Well, he don't even do that no more, though. He used to, you know what I'm saying? But then he don't
I don't know. That's a good drone. But I think that's a good drone. I think that's another consistent shooter from the outside. I think they need that somebody that they can swing it to on the break, and he's going to knock it down if you find him open. They need somebody like that. They need another player like that. And then he a veteran, too. So he got that under his belt. I think that was a good little pickup for him. But I think they really need a big man, and they still didn't get one. Well, they got one, but they didn't get.
I think they had the first meeting with Andre Drummond.
Yeah, but didn't they trade for Mo Wagner?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's the answer, though.
Nice for Mo Wagner. That was crazy.
Yeah,
I thought Tice was their man's. Like
Tice was hooping.
Yeah, like he come up big. He hit the three. Like he played great defense. He always played good defense against Embiid. I mean, he gets cooked eventually. Obviously, like everybody else get cooked, but he plays a good defense against Embiid. I was surprised about Tice getting traded, bro.
Right. Yeah, I don't know, but they got Mo Wagner. Maybe they think he's gonna be better than Tice. I don't know. But you need a center that's ready right now, and they don't have one. So. Get them out of here.
That's real. But all right, how you feel about that Heat, that Oladipo jump? Going to the Heat. Because
Oladipo to the Heat? The Heat is one of them teams where it's like they look like they can make a championship run and like win that joint. I mean, I know who they got in their way and all that, but I'm just like looking at their roster. And if they start clicking at the right time, everybody healthy. That's dangerous, bro. You're playing with fire. That's one of them teams that's really like.
Well, we saw last year. It was the fifth seed. Like,
I know.
People was playing with fire. The Bucks playing with them motherfuckers. Like, yeah. Yo, don't play with them. They dog, bro. Like,
but this year, they even deeper with the team they bringing into the playoffs this year. They got Trevor Ariza. They got Iggy. They got Oladipo now. And then you still got all the guys you already had.
Yo, they didn't get rid of Tyler. I mean, I thought they was going to have to trade Tyler. They kept Tyler Hero, and they kept Duncan Robinson. Like, I'm like, how is it possible that you got Oladipo and you didn't get rid of Tyler Hero or Duncan Robinson?
You gave so Kelly Olynyk for Oladipo.
You just made your squad more way lit. Avery Bradley wasn't giving you nothing, and Kelly Olynyk is Kelly Olynyk. He's always he peaked already. He is what he is. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, bro, that was a crazy steal. And then you might be right. And the secret thing was the Trevor Ariza thing, because Trevor Ariza ain't been playing and all that. He was trying to get out of there. They might make another run. They might make another run. Goran Dragic stay healthy. He might make another run. Kendrick Nunn got that experience in the finals. That helped him. Everything, Jimmy out there still in the air. Bam, going crazy. Who knows, bro? You might got a point with that. They would knock the Bucks out. You know they can knock the Bucks out. And the Bucks is the second favorite to win the East. So, put some money on Miami.
I'm just saying, bro. They still here. They still here.
I'm a betting man. I might have put some money up. Because then I think, like, the Hawks in, like, four. The Miami might be in, like, 6th, 7th place, something like that. I might have to take a gander.
All I'm saying is they got, if you look at their roster from top to bottom, it looked crazy.
No, for sure, bro. For sure. But definitely.
I think that's a great Joan. You can get him for even if it is only a 1-year rental, you ain't really give up nothing for it. I mean,
not even talking about the other bull they got from Sacramento, the shooter, the stretch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Bayinka, whatever the fuck his name is. The bull that signed a deal with the Sixers and then backed out and then signed with Sacramento on some weird shit. But anyway, they signed him too, bro. And now supposedly Drummond and Aldridge they end up running for them too. So listen, bro, the Heat said, well, look, we went to the finals last year. Like, y'all better remember, we won the East last year. Stop disrespecting our name. Pat, stop playing with Pat name. He not one of them. I play with that boy here, not one of them.
They can start snapping. Yeah, the Heat not fucking around, bro. The Heat not fucking around, bro. I think, I hate, man. We're going to have to see where Drummond go, man.
Yeah.
I think sure. That's going to make a big deal, because I think.
He's going to.
I think the Cavs is really disrespecting my boy. He really give you 15 and 15 every night. Like,
bro, this Nick, he been leading the league in rebounding since I've known. Since he's been in the league, bro. No cap, bro. Since this man been in the league, I feel like he lead the league in rebounding every year. I think Gobert might have beat him like 1 year. Somebody might have got in there.
All times out of 10, it's Andre Drummond, bro.
Yes, bro. Every year, you be like, wait, this nigga averaged 16 boards. Wait, why are you just boarding, bro? Like, you just out there boarding, and then he'll have those games where he'll have 30 and 20. And you'll be like, oh, there you go. Yes, that's what you do. You know what I'm saying? But the situations he was in was horrible. So let's see him on a big stage, bro. I need him. I need Bron to get him. I'm not ready for Bron to go yet. It's almost time, but I'm not ready yet, bro. I need him, Bron, to get one more player and set the Lakers up. Like, all right, look, I got y'all Drummond. I got y'all AD. All y'all got to do is go grab somebody else once I go. And I got this young boy, Taylor Horton Tucker. I feel like Bron is grooming him. If you watching him play, bro, he's starting to play like Bron. When he first used to get in, he used to always go for the bucket. He used to always go to the cup. Bro, now, bro, ball got vision, all that, bro. He could play defense. Like, he be running the offense, bro, low-key. Like, other night, he had, like, 10 assists. Well, close to it. I don't think he had 10 assists, but, yeah, bro. But Andre Drummond go there, bro. Go to the Lakers? I like that, man. I like that. I'm going to hate for him to go to the Nets. That's going to be boring.
Even be mad if he went to the Lakers. There's so many other people getting all these players. The Lakers might as well give them something else. Let's see. Let's make it interesting. The Clippers got Rondo. The Nets got everybody. They just got, Harden and Blake recently.
Hey, Lakers ain't make a move yet, but supposedly they trying. You know what I think might really, really, really happen? I think the Lakers might end up signing LaMarcus Aldridge and Drummond.
I mean,
think about it. They coming off a championship. What LaMarcus trying to do?
Winning championship, for sure.
With Drummond. Now, Drummond's a little younger, So we don't know. He might still be trying to go after the bag, but bro, you getting bought out. So you still gonna get your bag this year, and then next year you can sign a bag. Right. You Andre Drummond, bro. Like people go, you're gonna get money, you're gonna get the max. Like, I mean, I wouldn't give him the max personally. I'd give him close to it, but I wouldn't give him the max, but I'll give him close to the max. You know what I'm saying? He worth that. You know what I'm saying? Why not? Why not? You don't need much from neither one of them. Drummond gonna be Drummond. Like, that's why it's perfect. It's the perfect fit. He could be him. Bro, just get boards. Just get boards, bro. We all know AD hate being a big man.
That's a fact.
He hate it. Everybody know he hate being a big man.
That's a fact.
At this point, now you can help. You can help because Andre Drummond, he be down there. He gets cooked a lot of times, but he be there. He's a body. He's a willing body. Yeah. Then you got AD coming over with help defense with Andre Drummond. I like that. And LaMarcus Aldridge ain't no scrub. He ain't no scrub. He's one of the best post scorers I've ever seen in my life. You know what I'm saying? And he's still doing it. And he changed his game to fit the NBA game because I thought he was done a couple years ago.
That's a fact.
And he changed his game, bro. He went out to the three. He already had the midi, but I'm like, well, we know you can shoot the midi. Why not shoot the three? And then he finally starts shooting it. So I love it because Marcus Saul ain't what we thought he was. I mean, we saw the decline last year. You feel what I'm saying? I think maybe he had too many brews, too much tequila. You feel what I'm saying? He was turning up too much. You know what I'm saying? He had to take it easy.
Too much tequila.
He had to take it easy, bro. He got too drunk and stuff, and he won that chip. He thought it was over. He said, "Listen, I had all them hard times in Memphis. It's a wrap. I didn't want my joint." You know what I'm saying? He definitely earned that chip though. But
that's a fact.
Arkansas ain't giving them what they need, so I think they need to make the moves. And I'm hoping and I'm praying that that's what happens. They grab both of them.
Right. But I think the winner of the trading for sure is the Bulls, though. That Vucevic trade crazy.
Yeah, for sure. I didn't expect that. That was crazy. That was wild.
I thought he was going somewhere totally different. That's all I can say. I knew he was getting traded to somebody, but I ain't think he was going to Chicago. That's different. It's a good job. They came in and swooped him right up.
Word. But last but not least, though, bro, you already know we got to talk about my Sixers. Well, I wouldn't say last but not least, but you already know. We're going to talk about my Sixers trade, getting George Hill. Now, he was supposed to get Kyle Lowry, but they wanted too much for Kyle Lowry, bro. And we didn't even got to get too much into the Kyle Lowry stuff because I felt like that wasn't going to happen anyway. And they were just blowing smoke because, bro, come on, bro. I love you, Kyle. Like, hey, no disrespect, bro. If I'm Philly, all that, yeah, bro, love you. Me? All that is cute, but bro, come on, bro. Crazy. 35. You're 35. You won one chip. You're a six-time All-Star. You averaged 14 for your career. A lot of people don't even know that. This man averaged 14 for his career. This year, he averaged 18, though. He is snapping this year. I ain't gonna lie. But he averaged 14, bro. Six assists and, like, four rebounds or something like that. That's for his career, bro. So it ain't even like he's somebody. I'm only saying this to say, like, my next part of my point is they asked for Tease, Danny Green, two first-round picks. And? Did I say Tyrese Maxey?
No.
And Tyrese Maxey. So I know it was Tyrese Maxey. It was Matisse Thybulle, Danny Green, two first-round picks. For Kyle Lowry?
Nah, they smoking dope, bro.
That's ridiculous, bro. So, I mean, I'm happy that we didn't make that trade, but I ain't too ecstatic about the George Hill, John, because I mean, he's a solid piece. Don't get it messed up. He's a solid piece. And to be completely
honest, John, bro,
he's probably the perfect piece for the Sixers. Like, to be real with you, like, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I just, you know, like, you just want more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want it better. You know what I'm saying? I wanted a Zach LaVine or I wanted a – but maybe this is the best decision. Maybe this is what we really needed to do. Yo, relax. We're the best team in the East. We don't need to make no moves. Just add what we got, which is what we did. You know what I'm saying? And then just keep it rocking out like that. We got a veteran, 11-year playoff veteran. And maybe, you know, him and Danny Green playing together. You know, they back together again. The band is back. They was back in, you know, they was in San Antonio together. So maybe that'll, you know, give them some incentive to, you know, play out of their minds. And Danny get his, he like, hey, man, let me get my fourth ring. You know what I'm saying? Let me be like Robert Oreo. Like, let me just get all these rings. Like, you know what I'm saying? But,
I think that was a good job, bro. You got somebody that could come in the clutch and run that point guard now. And let Ben go, you know, play on the block like he'd love to do. You feel me?
And we didn't lose nothing defense. That's what I did love about it, too. I was like, he is a great defender, too.
Yes.
It was good. We didn't give up any defense. We gained a good, solid backup point guard that plays great perimeter defense. So we didn't lose. We're the number one or number two team. I think we're number two in the league in defense. Like, we're number two ranked. And we didn't lose anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, we added to our defense. So I love it, man. It was a good job.
We got
I felt like we could have did a little bit. I wanted us to do a little bit more. I don't know what we could have did. I ain't going to even sit here and talk about, oh, we should have got this person. We should have got that. But
right. Ain't no need to get Vucevic. Should have just got Zach LaVine. But now Zach LaVine got Vucevic. So obviously he wasn't going to be available.
Yeah, he said he want to be a Bull for life now.
Oh, Norman Powell to the Blazers.
I do like that.
Norman Powell to the Blazers. That's a good jump. I think that's one of them jump. I think that's a little sneaky underrated. I think Powell, he going to be in a starting lineup, I think they said. So
that was too inconsistent. I like him. Too inconsistent, though.
Yeah, way too inconsistent.
Wild stat, though. Wild thing. Gary Trent Sr. and Gary Trent Jr. got traded on the same day, the same amount of games played in their season and all that. That's crazy, yo. Him and his dad got traded at – anyway, yeah, I saw that online today, and I was like, yo, that's wild. Him and his dad. Like, I forgot how many years ago. It might have been like 20 or 30. Whatever fucking years ago, whatever that his dad did it, but on the exact same day, he played the exact amount of games, all that, he got traded. It's wild, but
that's anything.
Yeah, like you said, that Powell.
I like it. I like it a lot.
I like it because now they literally have a legit third bull. Like, you know what I'm saying? Melo gonna be Melo. I'm not talking about Melo. He's the bench. But they legit have a third bull, and Nurkic is coming back. So I think they done did something with that. That was you're right. That was a good jump, bro. That was a good jump.
That was a good pickup. Now you got that third guard that could also carry the load because Powell been getting buckets this season. Niggas not
bro, like he been having no, bro.
Yeah. He been having his outbursts too, his little 20, 25, 30-point games, you mean 35. He not, I think his highest was 34, might have been. But either way, he been acting totally different this season with a lot of different injuries and COVID that the Raptors was going through. He had to step up a lot.
Yeah.
He unlocked some of that potential because
That's all it takes sometimes, bro.
Yeah, because niggas been talking about Norman Powell for a couple of years now. I remember when we used to Norman Powell was on the game. Norman Powell was on the game back when we was up at Kutztown for a little bit.
Hey.
I used to be hooping with Norman Powell trying fry niggas before he was really a bull. He always had the jump shot, though. That's a fact. But he a bull now. He different. So that was a nice little pickup. They got a legit third scorer. They've been looking for that for a minute. They went through a couple different supposed-to-be third scorers. Remember when they thought Rodney Hood was going to come in and be the third scorer? That didn't work. Rodney Hood be hooping, though. Yeah, Rodney Hood be hooping, but nah, this could be it. And like you said, Nurk back. You need Nurk, though. You need him to stay healthy because he the type to come back and then get hurt again in the playoffs. So you need him to stay healthy for sure.
Yeah.
Cancer can't do it by
healthy though, bro. Like, what's up? What everybody? My fault. Go ahead, bro.
All I was saying was cancer can't do it by itself because he all offensive. You need somebody that's going. Play some defense down there and not get cooked all the time.
He might be the worst center in the league. He is the worst center in the league guarding the pick and roll, bro. This man, I've never seen somebody don't understand how to guard the pick and roll that bad, bro. He like a 60, he like a brown shirt on 2K center trying to play in the record, some bro. He, bro, like I just be like, well, why are you so good on the offensive back dunks, all that? On defense, this man's a liability.
Facts. But yeah, we get off cancer, man. I don't want to kill him too much. We get right to it. What was you about to say, bro? You was about to say about the injuries? What's up with the what?
Yeah, I'm about to say, man, speaking of healthy and all that, last time we talked, which a little minute ago, man, all these injuries done happen. Brian didn't got injured. Steph didn't got injured. Everybody get injured and all that. So at this point, I feel like Embiid's MVP race, like, chance is getting slimmer and slimmer and slimmer because the Sixers keep winning and winning and goddamn winning, and it's making it worse on his MVP chances. So I don't think he's going to win it. I think he's out of it. Yeah. Depending on when he come back, I think Embiid is out of it. Like, he's done. Like, I don't think he's going to win it. And then you got LeBron, a high ankle sprain. He out 4 to 6 weeks. It's like, yo, what the come on, bro. I can't remember the last time LeBron been out this long. I don't think he's ever been out this long. He might have, but I don't remember it.
Or an ankle sprain. That's
crazy. I know he had an ankle sprain before, yo. He missed like 2 games. It was only like 2 games. It wasn't no 4 to 6 weeks, bro.
Yeah, but this one might have been a little different, bro. You never know.
Right. You're right. It was a lot of weight. It is year 18 on an ankle, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I get it. But it's just, man, this shit is crazy, bro. Like, it's wild because now it's looking like Harden is going to end up being the MVP.
There's no reason he shouldn't end up being the MVP.
No, it is a reason he shouldn't be. He's on the bomb squad. Is that you're not an MVP? If I know what he's doing. So listen to what I'm saying before
you tonight.
Listen to what I'm saying before you look at me crazy.
Who's the other All Star on the floor tonight?
He's not the MVP. Okay, he did it tonight. All right.
The other All-Star on the floor tonight.
He beat the Pistons by 2. See, what a lot of people get.
Who was the other All-Star?
Hold on. The problem is with a lot of people, their box score. You're looking at the box score too much. You're not looking at the actual game. You're not watching. You're a box score fan, not you. But I'm saying what a lot of people do is they watch that box score and they go, oh, he the MVP. Oh, yeah, look at his numbers. He going bonkers. No, he's not the MVP, bro. He beat the Pistons. Listen, he had to play every second. You know what I'm saying? And I know you're probably like, oh, that makes him the MVP. No, bro, it doesn't make him the MVP, bro. Like, this man had to play every second and only beat the Pistons by 2 points. This man has Kyrie Irving. This man has KD. This man has, bro, he has, like, MVP to me, Dame Lillard. Dudes like that. Chris Paul. Dudes like that. That's the MVP right now. MVP. And now, like I said, MVP case is looking bad because the team is hooping without him. Like, you know how I felt how we played without Embiid. I'm like, we are trash without Embiid. But they showing me that they're not. So maybe he ain't much of an MVP like we thought. They make, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to make my point.
Ask you a question, bro.
Go ahead.
Where would the Nets be if Harden was injured this season?
Exactly where they at.
No, they wouldn't.
Yes, they would. Because Kyrie would be playing. And so would KD. Yes, they would.
They would be playing.
You know why KD didn't come back yet? You know why KD didn't come back yet? Because they the number two team and they gonna be the number one seed and he rested for the playoffs. Everybody, come on, bro. Everybody with a brain know that. Everybody with a brain know what this man doing. He resting, bro. It ain't wrong with him. Ain't nothing wrong, KD, bro. When the last time you heard something about KD, bro? Let's be real though. Hold on. Let's be real. When the last time you heard something about KD?
KD chilling, but get out of here.
You don't know how long, right? Because he chilling. He posted. He just liked the joint that they talking about waking and baking. I know you seen that joint. Like, he chilling, smoking L's in the cut, feet up, waiting for the playoffs, bro. I'm telling you. The Nets would be in the exact same place because KD and Kyrie would not be missing games because they would not risk missing the playoffs or losing, going on a losing streak. They would not do that. Okay. Kyrie only got personal family business because he know he got fucking James Harden on his team.
Okay.
That's why he got personal business and he got missed the next four games. That's why. Mm-hmm. But you telling me this man, come on, bro. I'm not trying to hear that. Or KD would have came back. Because okay. We all know Kyrie is crazy. So Kyrie just Kyrie. That man came into the arena with a walking stick. I said,
it sound good until if Harden wasn't there and it'd have been the same thing. But all right. I mean, I hear you. You got to think about it, bro. You got somebody coming off an Achilles injury. You not letting – nah, bro. Come on, man. You sitting out until you're ready. I don't care who on the team. You tripping.
That's cool. I'm telling you, if Harden wasn't on the team – hold on. All right. Scenario. Take Harden off the squad, right?
Mm-hmm.
What you just said. He coming off an Achilles injury. We got to give him his rest. You honestly believe KD would have been out this long? No James Harden trade. And I know this is the hypothetical, but you believe in your heart of hearts, KD would have been out this long if they didn't trade for James Harden?
Probably not, but I think he would have still been out until after the All-Star break.
Right, but All-Star break, he probably would have came right back. You know what I'm saying? Like, right.
If he could, yeah. But, I mean, you do have a luxury right now, obviously, but he still would have been out most of the time that he'd been out so far.
So you go into the season as the favorites to win the chip, right? And then KD hurts himself, right? And now Kyrie is out there by himself. You telling me KD not coming back for in order for them to make a run? I believe he is. I'll be coming maybe back.
Kyrie get injured again,
he
too.
He can chill now. He don't have to do nothing. His number,
bro. Maybe Kyrie get hurt, too, then. And then you just got KD and Kyrie hurt. I mean, it's all variables, but I'm just saying this season with the amount of games that both of them were out however you want to put it, even when Kyrie was playing hard and was the point guard, he was setting everything up, however you want to call it, bro.
Kyrie is doing the same thing he was doing in Houston. He just has better quality players around him, bro. He has better quality players around him.
He won an MVP in Houston. Exact thing.
He's making up for the lack of all the skill of all the other players on his team.
Right, right.
Come on, bro.
Most valuable. You making my point. He is.
I'm making
all of that.
He's not the most valuable in the league just because he's the most valuable to his team. Yeah. Like, it's not that simple, bro.
Okay.
It's not that simple.
Sounds good.
It's not that simple. He's the most valuable to his team. Yeah, because the Nets needed his ass. Like, Houston needed him. They take him, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's cool. Like, but he's not the MVP of the league, bro. Like, it's a little bit different, bro. I might sound crazy and I might sound like I'm talking in circles or whatever, but I'm telling you, bro, I to me in my head, it makes sense. Like, I don't think James Harden is the MVP this year, bro. Like, I think a dude like Dame is, bro. Like, I think a dude like I said, Chris Paul, where were the Suns at, bro?
Yeah.
Where were the Suns at last year, bro? Look at the Suns this year, bro.
It's cute to give them consideration, but they're not winning the MVP.
They get – why? Because of his numbers?
I'm just saying they're not –
simply because of his numbers, right?
Neither one of them is winning the MVP, bro.
But he got those numbers up because all his other players on his team – all right.
I mean, they might be higher in the rankings, you know, if he come back from this injury or whatever that he got quickly.
All right.
Because now he hurt.
What makes James Harden, and I'm not even talking about this season, what makes James Harden a better MVP candidate than Dame?
Well, what's Dame team? Number five? Number six?
I believe they are.
Well, the Nets is number two. I mean, and I don't even want to just go to that. It's just the impact.
The Nets were already number two.
I said I don't even want to go just to that, bro. It's just the impact James Harden had when he on the floor, bro. He's just different, bro. I don't know what you want me to say. He just different, bro. He's unstoppable. If he want to pass, he going to pass. If he want to grab a rebound, he going to grab a rebound. If he want to shoot, he going to shoot. If he want to get to the rim, he going to get to the rim. If he want to get to the free throw line, he going to get to the free throw line. Now, when we talk about this in the playoffs, it's a whole different ballgame, but that's why MVP is a regular season award. Now, what I want to see him do is do the same shit that he done in the regular season in the playoffs this year. That's what I really care about, but – he has a very strong case for MVP, bro. He's carrying that team, whatever they need, bro. Whatever they need.
All right.
Yeah, 14.
My last case for that, he's not the MVP, right? He was putting up the same amount of numbers. He was out of Houston, right? He was putting up
14 rebounds tonight, bro. 44 points. Let's not even talk about the assists.
Just give him MVP because he put up 15.
Talking about the assists. 44 points, 14 rebounds, bro.
Like, so in that case, Andre Drummond is the fucking MVP then. He needed to be the MVP every year because he got 15 boards. He averaged 15 boards. So
Andre Drummond got multiple 40-point, 14 rebound games this season.
Oh my god, bro. See, you like stats. You worried about stats. You worried about that? Yo, James Harden ain't no MVP, bro. Point blank period. We could just dead it because we're gonna be going back and forth all night. James Harden ain't no MVP. He might win it. I ain't gonna get it because I'm probably the only motherfucking American to think like this. But I'm telling you, he's not no MVP. He's not an MVP. He's not an MVP. I don't want a guy who's gonna leave his squad and go to another. He gonna pout and average 17 points for five games. This best offensive player in the world. That we ever seen, he gonna average 17 being smart and then leave and go to another squad. And then now he wanna play and play back regular like he was playing. Bro, you ain't no MVP, bro. MVP come with everything, bro. You're not the MVP of the league, bro. You're not the MVP of the league. Dame is the MVP of the league. CP3 is the MVP. Bro, you left, you quit on your team, bro. You quit. He quit because he couldn't get it done. So how is he the MVP, bro? He couldn't get it done. He could never get it done by himself. And then he had multiple superstars with him to help him, and he still couldn't get done. You want to know why? Because he didn't show up. It wasn't because of the other dudes besides Chris Paul when he got hurt. But come on, bro. You know Chris Paul always showed up. What was the reason why Houston lost? James Harden. He ain't no MVP. He just a stat padder. I ain't going to say padder. He's a bucket, bro. He's just the best offensive player we've ever seen. He's not an MVP, though. He's not, bro.
All this heart and hate. All this heart and hate is nasty, bro. All this heart and hate is nasty, bro.
It's not hate, bro.
A dude who will leave his squad.
You know how many people a talented squad to go to another squad just because he wanted to change his situation, bro.
Bro, I'm not trying to hear it. It's so many
MVP, bro. No, I'm not with that. I'm not with that, bro. You not no MVP, bro.
It's so many people that done quit on
MVP. If you an MVP, you gonna stay in Houston, and you gonna stay out Houston, and you gonna know I can win out Houston. I'm MVP.
So why didn't LeBron stay in Cleveland the first time? Since I'm confused. What are we talking about?
What do you mean? What do you?
People go to different.
Bro, we not talking about LeBron. Stop it. I hate when people do that.
But people go to different teams.
Stop putting LeBron into every conversation that we talking about. This don't got nothing to do with LeBron. But
people go.
We talking about James Harden.
But people go to different teams.
Bro, LeBron's situation was totally different. Stop it.
People go to different teams.
Stop it. LeBron did not force his way out of nothing. This is why
AD
I hate
forced his way out of
every time somebody do something. Everybody always go back to LeBron.
AD forced his way out.
Bro, no, he didn't.
Oh, he did.
He chose. It's called the decision.
AD didn't force his way out.
I thought you said LeBron. I'm about to say, what are you talking about? I'm not talking about AD.
I'm saying, though, we can't.
Excuse my friend. I ain't talking about AD either. I'm talking about James Harden, bro. You can't compare other people's situations to another man, bro. Me and you don't got the same DNA. Them dudes don't got the same. You can't compare situations. You don't live the life I live. James Harden don't live the life that AD live. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's different. Everybody's situation is different. You can't compare situations like that, bro. You're like, come on, bro. You're getting crazy. You're getting crazy, bro. Like I said, we're going to be arguing all night. James Harden, not MVP. We did dead. You say he MVP, I say he not. We did dead. We leave it at that.
You just hating, bro. It's cool.
I mean, man, you putting dirt on me. You know what I'm saying? My name. I'm not hating.
You can't just say because I'm just saying, bro.
It's not. It's never hating, bro. You know, it's not even a hating podcast, bro. I don't know what hating is. I just talk and I just say what I feel,
bro. Just because he forced his way out, he can't win MVP. Are you crazy?
Not this season.
What? Yo, if I force my way out and I go stupid and y'all don't vote for me. Come on, bro. You're getting crazy.
All right, wait. Now, I feel you.
I understand.
He forced his way out. Come on. If he forced his way out, right, and then he was to go to the Sixers, and not even because I'm a Sixers fan, and he was doing what he was doing. No, I can't even say the Sixers because he got Embiid and Ben Simmons.
Right.
He go to the Hornets. Who are in fourth place in the East right now, right? So right. They ain't no bum team or nothing like that. He go to the Hornets, right? And then the Hornets automatically shoot up to the number one spot. Like LeBron did when he, because you always want to compare stuff to LeBron, like LeBron did when he went from the Cavs to the Heat and all that stuff, and they shoot up. You're the MVP because that team wasn't even that good. That team didn't even have projections to be that good. And you being on that squad changed the whole outcome. If James Harden wasn't on the Nets this year, they would still be the topic of conversation. They were already the topic of conversation with Kyrie and KD. They were already favorites. Well, not coming into the season. Obviously, it was the Lakers. But they – come on, bro. It took them a couple weeks, and they overtook them. So, I mean, bro, like, I understand your point.
Getting crazy, bro.
I understand your point. I realize that maybe you don't understand my point. It's cool, but we can agree to disagree, bro.
I'm just saying they 14-5 since they got Harden. I mean,
it's 14-5. Like, I thought you was gonna say like they was like 18-1 or some shit. Nah, like,
he also sat out a couple games.
That's all right. That's cute.
I mean,
that's cute. That's cute. That's you telling me that's not cute? That's cute. All right, 14-5.
I'm just saying, bro. It's different. Like, who you going? It's just different. The numbers is different. The basketball is different. Like, just
the numbers are the same. They was in Houston.
Motion. He, you mean like he?
The numbers are the same. They was in Houston, bro. He doing the same thing. He's doing in Houston.
His bag too different. He lead the league in assists, bro.
Yeah, shout out to bro. Shout out to bro. I'm a James Harden fan. You act like I don't like James Harden or something, bro. I'm just saying, not the MVP. That's my guy. Like, it's cool. You just ain't won the MVP this year. You already got one. I mean, get somebody else a chance.
Well, look, if he not gonna win it, I could definitely say Dame and CP3 not winning it either. So I don't know who's winning it.
Well, maybe, I know they not. That's not the point. I'm telling you who I think deserved to win.
Who you think gonna take it? Joker, Giannis? I don't understand who's gonna win.
I just said it to start this conversation off, bro. You know who started this off? Me. I said because Embiid is out and right. Because LeBron is out, they're gonna give it to James Harden. I ain't stupid. I know what they're gonna do. They're gonna give it to James Harden. But what I'm saying to you is, which to start the whole conversation is, I don't think he should get it. That's my point.
He deserved it.
No, he don't. Cause all right, if Embiid and LeBron not hurt, he still deserve it. You still feel the same way? No, you don't. You're lying.
Are not hurt? No, because they have better, like they have comparable numbers, and it makes more.
But you just said he has the best numbers
of the people that are out right now. Yes,
he got better numbers than LeBron and Embiid. Though, what'd you talk about?
What you mean,
bro?
Embiid averaged like 27 and 11.
Averaged more assists than LeBron. And he probably damn near averaged the same amount of rebounds as LeBron. So why is LeBron the MVP over him?
I never said that LeBron was the MVP over him.
What, nigga? You just said it just now.
If LeBron said two people healthy,
would they be two over people. Him? And you just said, yeah.
You said two people. Embiid would definitely be over him. LeBron, maybe. I don't know.
I know, maybe. Even if it is maybe, why is it maybe now? Because you was just so
the numbers are comparable.
He's the MVP. He's the
numbers
MVP.
Are comparable, bro. The impact is comparable, bro. I know what I'm getting when I watch James Harden and LeBron James and B. I know what I'm getting when I watch Dame too, but it's a little different. Dame is not LeBron or Harden or B.
Oh my God. Why do he get so much disrespect? What? Do you watch Portland play, bro? It's no. Did you watch him put up 50 the other night?
Did I want you, money
did you
on
watch
that.
The game?
Yeah.
Did you watch it though?
Yeah.
That's
an
MVP. That's an MVP. Ice the game with the free throw. Shoot the three at the end
so,
of the
so
game.
So James Harden didn't ice no games? I'm confused.
Oh, see, bro.
LeBron
I'm
didn't ice no games. And Embiid didn't ice no games? Like,
stop it.
Bro, everybody, they got moments, bro.
I'm not this saying that. I didn't say that. Well, what I'm saying to you everybody is, why when we talk about everybody else doing all this stuff, we seem to neglect Dame.
Everybody got moments, bro. I know Dame got moments. I was the one that said Dame should definitely be in the MVP conversation when I heard about it. I said, yes, absolutely he should, but he's not above Harden or LeBron or...
Why? He's doing it in a Western Conference. He was playing all season without his best two other options, Nurkic or fucking CJ. Because I'm tired of everybody with this. We gonna put some respect on this man's name. Bro, they are 27-18.
Right.
They just got CJ back two games ago, bro. Right. Or three, maybe two.
Right.
Two games ago.
Right.
They were 27-6. It was like 25-18 or 25-17, whatever they was. And they were 5th, 6th seed in the Western Conference without their two, their second and third options injured.
Okay.
Why?
Why what?
Why were they winning?
Because of Dame. Yeah, because Dame was hooping.
Okay. So.
So why don't everybody else get that same respect? I'm confused.
My point with the James Harden thing is the Nets were winning without him. That's my whole point. The Nets were winning without him.
Okay.
They were already winning. He just joined the squad. It's like KD. They were already winning.
But if you watch the games, you see what he's doing, and you see
we know how great he is. We know where everything. Look how great KD was playing. Look how great KD was playing. We know the number is going to be crazy. We know it's going to be bonkers. But it still wasn't needed. They were winning without him. That's you not getting the point. They didn't need James Harden. They weren't dying for James Harden.
MVP got voted for the way you wanted to get voted for. We would have an entirely different MVP every year.
Yeah, because it would actually be given to the person who deserves it every year. You talking
about? Yes, but how do you decide who deserves it?
Bro, now don't act crazy. Bro, you sit there and you look at the impact of a player. You look at, all right, let's everybody change the situation every year. Now, we got all these all-star players and all that stuff. Now, we know there's a select few. It's probably about 5 to 10 players that's going to be in the MVP race every year or, you know, close to it. Now, let's look at their situations and look at their win shares and all of that. Look at that defensive ratings and all of that. You, like, bro, my MVP voting would be perfect every year because it would be the person who deserved it. It'd be like, yo, he snapped out all year. He deserved it. He came out of nowhere. We did not expect this. If Embiid was still playing, I would give it to Embiid this year. And I would probably give it to LeBron second. You know what I'm saying? Then there comes the Dame. But I got to throw CP3 in there because it's like a Dame and CP3 right here. Because we looked at the Suns last year like they wasn't nothing. They had that little run in the bubble, but that's cute. We looked at the Suns like they was nothing. And now, what are they? Number 2? See? 30-14? One of the top teams in the NBA? I mean, what's the definition of MVP here? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the definition? Last year, y'all don't make the playoffs. This year, y'all number 2 seed. More than halfway the season.
Good luck. You got to have some stats, too. Good luck. I'm just saying.
Why the Suns good? Why the Suns good this year?
They good because of CP3.
Oh, all right. Say less.
So he should have won it last year too then.
Nothing else. I ain't got nothing.
He won it last year too then, bro. He took the OKC to the playoffs.
Exactly my point.
But it's not going to happen. It's not the way it works. You gotta have
won back-to-back MVPs.
You gotta have some stats too, bro. You gotta have some stats.
Bro.
I understand. I understand what your impact do. You come in, you know you average a 15-8, and you know you bring in a lot more wins. I understand that, but you got to have numbers to win MVP in the NBA, bro. It's like, come on, yo. We know what league is.
You sound ridiculous.
I don't sound ridiculous. I'm saying what's going to happen. You're saying what should happen, but we know it's not going to happen.
You sound ridiculous.
CP3 is not going to win MVP, my brother.
I know that. I'm not trying to say that he is going to win the MVP. That's not my point. But you sit here and say he doesn't deserve it, that is blasphemy. That's blasphemy to say he doesn't deserve MVP and that he shouldn't have won an MVP his whole career. The purest point guard we've ever seen in our life. Never won an MVP, bro. But we watched Steve Nash win 2 MVPs, bro. Steve Nash ain't never been better than Chris Paul. Ain't never been better than Chris Paul. MVP year, he wasn't better than Chris Paul. But he won 2 MVPs, bro. And Chris Paul ain't never won 1.
Hey, bro, I don't know where you going. I don't know where you going.
I'm just saying, bro. Like, it's like.
I was just saying the
Steve Nash stuff because you said the stats. And I think he won the MVP by. He averaged like 14.
I don't think he should have won either.
He averaged like 14 points. And he,
I don't he think won he should have won MVP. He did.
Of the league.
He wasn't averaging 14, though. He was probably averaging like 17 and 12 or some shit like that. But he definitely shouldn't have won MVP. That's a fact. But, I mean, you know how that go. They gave it to him because his team was super good and he averaged a double-double, I guess. In the day when the league, the probably lead and score that year probably averaged like 28, 29, not 35. So it's a totally different league. It's a completely different league.
Bro, I know what the fuck I'm talking about. Excuse my French. He averaged 15 when he won his first MVP. He averaged 15 and 11, nigga.
Hey.
Stop playing with me, bro. Stop playing with me, bro. Stop playing with me, bro. You won. He won an MVP and he averaged 15 and 11, bro. Stop playing with me. Chris Paul is an easy 20 and 11 at 2005 because that was 2005, player.
We talking about right now. What are you talking about?
All right, bro. Let's end the episode, bro. We didn't. Cause we going. This gonna go all night, bro. This gonna be a 3-hour episode. We gotta go. We gotta get out of here.
You just gotta have that didn't happen. But all right.
We got to. We just gonna leave him with this. We gonna leave him with this. Please, please, people, listen to this and let us know what y'all think.
Yeah, just you know, let this nigga know that CP3 is not winning MVP, and neither is Dame.
I know they not. You keep saying that like I'm saying they gonna win it. I'm saying they should. They deserve it. That's
you
what
acting
I'm
like I said they shouldn't deserve it. I'm saying I know what they bring to the table, but they.
Who are you giving me the?
They're
not really
winning,
bro. I don't really. Understand. All right, hold on. So you agree
with me. It, but it's not going to happen.
So you agree? Oh, okay. So you agree with me that they deserve it. Say yeah, like, that's all you had to do is agree with me that they deserve it. But you look at your face. See, you can say something out your mouth, but sometimes your body language says otherwise.
I said that six times already. I said I was the one who said CP3, or I said that Dame should be in the MVP conversation. It's nothing wrong with that. CP3 deserved it too. He deserved it last year too, but they're not going to be. It's just the way it is.
Bro, I know that. What I'm saying to you is I'm not trying to hear this James Harden shit. James Harden MVP. James Harden MVP. No, he's not.
Hey, man.
You proved my point. You made me. I'm happy with this argument because you, thank you. You admit that just like you just said, Chris Paul should have won it last year and he should win it this year. And we can get at that.
You can have an argument for it.
We know what the politics is with the NBA. We ain't not here to discuss that. I know he's not going to win it. He ain't going to never win an MVP, but.
Right. You definitely can argue for it, though.
Not one since he's been in the league?
I mean, the league been making horrible decisions at MVP since forever, though. So, I mean, that's not new. We still talking about Giannis winning all these. Yeah, I'm done, bro. Then I'm going to start getting to this rabbit hole about Giannis MVPs. I'm cool. I'll holler at y'all. This episode is 25.
You got to save that for another
time. Yeah.
Got to save that for another time.
We can get at y'all, man. Like, comment, subscribe. Let us know what y'all
think. All right, bro. Yeah.